Federal Minister for Law and Justice Azam Nazir Tarar on Tuesday extended an invitation to the opposition for dialogue over the 26th constitutional amendment, calling for consensus building to address broader national challenges. Speaking during a session of the National Assembly, Tarar defended the amendment, which redefines the mechanism of judicial appointments, stating it had been passed with a two-thirds majority. "If you believe it can be improved further, let's sit together and discuss it," he said. The minister maintained that the revised appointment process, aimed at increasing transparency and inclusiveness, was in line with international best practices. It was corrected to ensure that Parliament, as the mother of all institutions, is given the role it truly deserves. "This is how it's done across the world. Judicial appointments everywhere follow a similar model." He also expressed concern over the prolonged delays in the judicial process, particularly the years-long backlog of cases. "I've said this before. If we sit together, we can resolve these issues," he stressed. "Criminal cases often take a decade to conclude, and death row inmates can spend 11 to 12 years in death cells. Should we not address that? Civil cases sometimes remain undecided for as long as 30 years. Shouldn't we act on that as well?" Tarar revealed that a draft comprising 108 proposed constitutional amendments is currently pending in the Law and Justice Committee. "Let's start from there. We were ready before, and we are ready today. Tearing up drafts will not solve any problems, dialogue will," he stressed. In response to criticism from Pakhtunkhwa Milyawami Party, PKMAP, Chief Mahmood Kanat Soksai, Tarar emphasized that political stability cannot be achieved through confrontation. "Where there is sincerity, there is always a way forward," he remarked, urging parties across the aisle to seek common ground. The minister also recalled the political developments of April 2022, when the National Assembly was dissolved to block a no-confidence motion. "You now say the government is flawed, but back then, a resolution was dismissed within 90 seconds. Such decisions undermined the will of 250 million citizens," he noted. He further warned against political double standards. "Let's not say your dog is Tommy, and ours is just a dog. Assemblies were dissolved for political convenience, and it's not the first time politicians have faced consequences," he said, calling for dialogue even behind closed doors, if necessary. Tarar reiterated the government's commitment to judicial reform, pointing out that delays in civil and criminal cases continue to deny justice to ordinary citizens. He called for immediate legislative measures to streamline bail, remand, and trial procedures. Separately, Defense Minister Khawaja Mohammad Asif informed the House that the government was facilitating Shia pilgrims traveling to Iran and Iraq for Arbaeen amid heightened security concerns.